I can remember being fascinated with a blind person who was a computer programmer who was listening to a speech synthesizer at 800 words per minute. At this time, I was a fairly new computer user. I was still using DOS, was using good old ASAP with a DoubleTalk speech synthesizer. And I can remember learning to appreciate synthetic speech, learning to use it on a regular basis. I am old enough to have grown up with the good old talking books and learning to really appreciate narrators and the whole listening thing. And so the idea of synthetic speech was new to me, and it took a little getting used to. And I can remember being awed by hearing other people's synthesized speech, whether it was, predominantly on the telephone. And I think the reason that it impressed me was because these people were being productive. I was purchasing products from blind people who were entering information into a database, and I was actually able to hear them work productively. Many of those people chose to keep keyboard echo on as they typed, and to hear someone enter information such as my name,
J-A-M-I-E-T-A-U-L-S,
and the fact that I was purchasing
S-Y-A-S-A-P space F-O-R space D-S-O
whoops
O-S-O-S.
And you get the idea, just being able to type along and get stuff done. I was still struggling with WordPerfect and figuring out how to do simple things. And I guess this fascination has never quite left me. I was listening to the Mosin Explosion the other night, and was listening to a little bit of bleed through from some screen readers, and, you know, it sounds amazingly fast when you hear people. When you hear people use their screen readers. If you're concentrating, well, I'll speak for myself. If I'm concentrating on what I'm doing, it doesn't seem so terribly fast. But when I'm listening to someone else work, I'm constantly impressed. Rob Meredith, the other day on his Studio Recorder podcast, was skimming through some notes. And it just was amazingly fast sounding. And, of course, that was a document he was very familiar with, the help or the manual. And he was able to just zip right through and find information that he wanted to talk about. I did a little Googling and discovered that, according to one website that I found, the average person speaks about 100 to 175 words per minute. Now, somewhere I read that eloquence top speed is 800 words per minute. I tried to find that information again today and had absolutely no success. So if that is incorrect information, then a good part of this discussion is not accurate. If in fact it is correct, then let's just kind of see, listening to a speech synthesizer, or listening to eloquence, what 175 words per minute would be. I calculate that to be somewhere around 21%.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
People can, according to this same article that I read, understand speech at 600 to 800 words per minute, which would push the speed rate up to somewhere around 75%.
Mary had a lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure
to go. That's pretty fast. So why do we push our speech so fast? Is it really necessary? It's possible that we might get on email lists and show off and talk about how fast we can listen to our speech. In reality, there are probably a lot of people that are more comfortable with the first example than with the second. And it seems to me that a person's comfort is of utmost importance. It also seems that it depends on the situation a person is in. One of the reasons I have forced myself to push my tolerance for speech up, and I am currently at about 60%, is because I feel that there really is a productivity boost from that. When you stop and think about it, the more quickly you can listen, the more quickly you can get stuff done. especially if you're trying to do searches on web pages that tend to be kind of busy and a little bit cluttered, and as a blind person, we can't skim anyway. And so that makes it a little tough. That makes it a little difficult to really do a lot of work in a quick amount of time if we're having to always wait for speech. So it seems to me that you know, the more quickly we can listen to speech, the more likely that we can kind of keep up with other people, whether it be sighted people or perhaps just other blind people. And in a job situation, especially, that could be pretty important. There's always the question of whether to keep characters turned off as you type, or key echo, or words. I've never been able to choose the words option. To me, that is, has always been disconcerting, and I find that I either use key echo where each character is typed, or most likely I don't use anything at all. My reason for not using anything at all is because I find it distracting if I'm trying to talk to someone, especially on the phone, and take notes on something they're saying when I have key echo turned on. I do annoy myself with little typos. Turning characters around seems to be one of my favorite things to do, EI instead of IE. And I have considered, when I'm responding to emails, just turning on key echo for a bit and seeing if that actually improves my typing a little. A lot of times you can feel when you've mistyped, and you know. One of the things that always happens to me is it seems that I always outrun the speech synthesizer. It seems that I am typing faster than it can speak anyway, so it always seems not really that important to me to have key echo on. Another interesting question that I always find fascinating is which speech synthesizer people prefer. The first one I ever heard was DoubleTalk. I purchased a computer with a screen reader other than ASAP, unfortunately, that wasn't very good at all, and it didn't take me too long to discover ASAP existed and just how good a screen reader it was. But I never felt bad about DoubleTalk. You know, I've never been crazy about DeckTalk, as many people as use it. That's never been one of my favorite speech synthesizers. I've never had a problem with Eloquence. A lot of people don't like Eloquence, and I've always found it to be quite adequate for my needs. The Neo speech and the AT&T speech is quite good, and I find it quite pleasant to listen to, especially for listening to you know, emails and that sort of thing that are being read, like on podcasts and that sort of thing. It's kind of nice to be able to hear that more human speech. I would really encourage everyone to go to pdaudio.net. It's a site maintained by Patrick Perdue, who over the years has done a lot of really interesting things. He did some parodies of Freedom Scientific and of Jaws, and has a lot of music on his site. But he has what he calls the Synth Project, which features demos, recordings rather, of some really old hardware speech synthesizers. The Audapter is one, and Accent, several are on there. And for those of you who may never have heard any of these really old speech synthesizers, I think it's very instructive to go and check that out, because it really will let you know just how far we've come, and maybe all of us can really appreciate where we are today. Lastly, I would like to let you hear our little document, Little Mary Had a Little Lamb file, played with Eloquence at 800 words per minute. Have a great week.